During this American Truths presentation, we quote from historic documents to explain why and how what we now call the South, Central, and Island Americas evolved from the paradise described by Columbus to this observation, written by the philosopher essayist Michel de Montaigne in 1588.
Our world has lately discovered another, an infant world still quite naked in the lap of a nurturing mother and living only on what she provided. Yet I'm afraid that we shall have greatly hastened its decline and ruined by our contagion, and that we shall have sold it out, our ideas and our arts, at a very dear price. Most of the Indians' responses in our dealings with them witness that they were not at all behind us in natural clearness of understanding and in resourcefulness. The astonishing magnificence of the cities of Cusco and Mexico, and the beauty of their workmanship in jewels, feathers, cotton, and painting showed that they were also not inferior to us in industry. There is nothing barbaric or savage in these nations, only customs alien to our own. For example, in the matter of devoutness, lawfulness, goodness, liberality, loyalty, and plain dealing, we did not have as much as they. What a satisfaction it would have been, and what an improvement for this whole earthly frame, if the first examples of our behavior on the other side of the world had established between them and us a bond of brotherhood and understanding based on admiration and virtue. The very words that signify lying, treachery, envy, and greed were unheard of among the Indians. But we took advantage of their innocence, ignorance, and inexperience to influence them toward every sort of inhumanity and cruelty by the example and pattern of our manners. We have narratives of inhumanity from the conquerors themselves, for they not only admit these things, they boast of them and proclaim them to the horror of their king and countrymen. The conquerors father destruction, extermination, and death. And for traffic in pearls and in pepper, they turned upside down the richest and most beautiful part of the world. Whoever put such a price on the value of commerce and the usefulness of trading? Never did private ambition and public animosities drive men against each other to such horrible hostilities and such miserable calamities. The tricks, deceptions, and deadly weapons of the Spaniards were aided by the innocence, generosity, and innate goodness of the Indians. Taking that into account, I say, deprives the Spaniards of the credit for all their victories. As for boldness and courage, firmness, constancy, and resolution in bearing pain, hunger, and death, I do not hesitate to compare the examples I could find among the Indians to the most famous models of ancient times that we have in our biblical and classical records. Therefore, I say that if anyone had attacked the Indians on equal terms in respect to arms, experience, and attitude, it would have been as dangerous or more so than any war that we know of.